There's an outline business case on his desk for a medical school. It needs his imprimatur. I was delighted to hear that he's looking at that very favourably. We need, obviously, the expansion of McGee is a different animal, so to speak, because that deals with the Department of Economy and that has got more issues that need to be dealt with. But this one is good to go. McGee has done the work and put the outline business case forward. It is sitting on the minister's desk. We need ministerial approval in order to move it on and to get a full business case. So that is why, in terms of standing up for Derry, as a new MLA, I was delighted to have an opportunity. The first question I was able to put to the minister on the floor of the Assembly yesterday was to get verification, and he said that they were looking at it very seriously because they know it's going to address the GP shortage.
From Ulster University's point of view, we know there is a very big expansion in Belfast that they have made it clear they're going to prioritise. And it seems from the comments Ulster University have made over the past 12 months and even beyond that, they will not be prioritising McGee. They will not be prioritising an expansion in Derry. With that in mind, Stormont's intervention and Stormont's support even more crucial.
Well, absolutely. And bearing in mind now, we do have Stormont ministers. We have Stormont ministers that have signed off to working the way forward based on objective need. This is an ongoing issue for 16 years from the University of Ulster. We've been dealing with the expansion of McGee. And there's rightly people in the North West and people in Derry and Letterkenny and Donegal are frustrated at the lack of progress. So it is simply not good enough for the University of Ulster to say, because they have a project in place, because before that project was in place, we were getting assurances from them that they were still committing to the expansion of McGee. We now have ministers that's going to hold them to account, and we will be using every bit of the opportunities that we have, both in the chambers, at the committees, meeting with ministers to make sure that Derry is prioritised at this stage. At this moment in time, we want to see the first commitment coming from the executive, and that is about the medical school. There's been a lot of work being done by a lot of people, particularly our former MP, Alicia McKenyon, on getting the medical school to the stage where it's at today. We now need ministerial approval in order to move it to the full business case. And if we can get that, that would send a good signal to the people of Derry, to the people of Donegal, that this is an issue that is going to deal with a very serious issue of GP shortage. And he recognises it as a minister that the post-degree qualifications and people coming to McGee for those qualifications to train in that field so that we have more GPs that's going to service the needs of the North West. That is where our focus needs to be now. We also need to ensure that the expansion of McGee, that we all work collaboratively together in that, and we will. And I can tell you, in terms of standing up for Derry, standing up for the North West, but as a Sinn Féin spokesperson on dealing with regional equality and regional inequalities, I will be the person that is going to ensure that McGee and the University of Ulster will both be held to account.